His eyes were glazing over for the last time as the assassin retrieved the knife.
Oh, I forgot to tell you.
Ferrago whispered close to his ear.
This game ends with the weasel killing the fox. Sweet dreams, Forgrin.
Ferrago's back felt much better. As he strolled along the beach, his brilliant blue eyes lit up with happiness. Earthstripe watched from the top of the crater with Sapwood and Big Oxeye. Below them on the shore, masses of torchlights were moving away from Salamandastron. Sapwood nodded toward them.
I wonder what they're up to now, Ox.
The big hare leaned on his spear.
You tell me, old chap. You tell me. From up here, it looks remarkably like a flippin' old sail retreat. What?
Earthstripe shook his great striped head.
Ferrago doesn't give up that easily. He wants us to think it's a retreat. What we've got to figure out is why.
Why what, sir?
Why Ferrago wants us to think he's retreating. By my stripe, Oxeye, sometimes I think your brain's been scrambled by all the fighting you've done.
Big Oxeye let one ear droop and grinned.
Quite possibly, sir. I often think that myself. Shall I take a couple of chaps and investigate?
The Badger Lord pondered the question for a moment.
I'm not over fond of spying. Much sooner have a straight battle. But if we want to know what the vermin are up to, I suppose we'd better resort to a bit of intrigue. Sapwood, you and Oxeye go. Take a fast young one with you, in case you have to get a message back here quickly.
Sergeant Sapwood threw a smart salute.
None faster than young Pennybright, sir. She'll be useful to have along with us. Come on, Oxeye, old pal.
Klitsch lay hidden in the rocks, watching the mountain carefully. With him were 60 vermin personally paw-picked for the mission. The young weasel's blue eyes never left Salamandastron as he explained his plan to them.
When they see the horde withdrawing, it'll puzzle them. We're here to attack, not retreat. Earthstripe will do what any leader would do in this case, send out hares to investigate. That's where you lot come in. I want those hares captured, not slain, mind. Dead hares are no good to me. I need live hostages. Are the nets ready, Dragtail?
A tall, gaunt ferret whose tail hung limp pointed to the beach.
Ready and waiting, Klitsch, right in the path taken by our lord.
Klitsch held up a paw for silence.
Get down. Here come the hares. 3 of them. Just right.
Oxeye, Sapwood and Pennybright watched as Earthstripe rolled the boulder, closing the main entrance. Pennybright's eyes shone with admiration.
There's not a creature in the world as strong as Lord Earthstripe. I bet 20 of us couldn't budge that boulder.
Sapwood pushed her lightly, urging the young hare onward.
That ain't nothing to some of the things I've seen his lordship do. Shake a paw, Penny. We ain't got all night.
Padding silently over the sands, the 3 hares tracked in the direction taken by the main body of the horde. Klitsch spread his soldiers out behind them in a wide half-circle. Striking flint to tinder, he ignited a torch and waved it. Ahead of the 3 hares, 60 more fully armed creatures filed out from the rocks. Fanning out into another semicircle, they trotted swiftly to join up with the others, completely ringing the 3 hares inside a wide circle that was closing rapidly. Sergeant Sapwood dropped into a fighting crouch, his eyes glittering pugnaciously.
Nice of them to send a welcoming committee to meet us, eh, Ox?
Big Oxeye stood back to back with him, placing Pennybright facing Salamandastron.
Life ain't always true and just. A villainous vermin you can't trust. No doubt you've heard that old rhyme, Penny. Well, here are the jolly old villainous vermin in the fur and flesh, Miguel.
They've got us surrounded. What do we do now?
Pennybright gripped her javelin nervously. Sapwood's reply was calm and reassuring.
Just stick by me and Oxeye, missy. We've fought our way out of tighter corners than this, and believe me,